So, Jonah, I can't tell you how delighted I am that we are embracing a new week of sensual gratitude. I'm going to do something a little different today. So if you're just joining me, this probably won't make a difference to you. But for those of you who've been tracking along with this caravan since last week when we launched it, instead of going right into our site card and reading the meditation, we're going to read a portion of the meditation from the heart, or Meditations of the Heart, which is a meditative storytelling devotion by Howard Thurman. I highly recommend you look into this book, and what I will do is link it in the show notes summary. So once we allow our hearts to really be enraptured by this meditation, I will then give us time to just linger in it. And then when we come back together, I will then read our site card. And so it's an experiment. And I don't want to ever just do things for the sake of doing it, but to explore the depth of meaningfulness that bubbles up within me when it does come. All right, so let's go ahead and get started. Each sensual gratitude episode is sponsored by the Five Senses card deck that I created, and it's part of actually the Sabbathing Rhythms collection. And you can actually download it and print the card deck out for free. All you have to do is go to the website, mohawkmamastudio.com. I always put all the links in the summary and the show notes. But if you want to encounter a grounding, unboxing experience, you can order the 7-set card deck in the Soul Care Boutique. And since it's under $10 a set, you can buy one or two as a gift and give it to someone and bless them with it. Each deck comes in a gold box and a few other surprises. And so I want you to just explore a more depth in your senses with the Five Senses card deck in the Sabbathing Rhythms collection. All right. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to Mohawk Mama Soul. This podcast is especially, essentially for the writing soul. We don't focus on the writing craft. There are plenty of podcasts for that. But here, you are the focus. Your own personhood, not just what you produce. So let's go ahead and get started. So let's get captivated and curious about our five senses. First inner, then outer. The soul touch informs and precedes the skin touch. These ears of our hearts, well, they hear God's voice and vibrations all around, nourishment activated by tasting and singing that the Lord is good. The fragrant aroma of our prayers dance and strut with lavender. We smell, we see, we taste, we hear, we touch. We are sensing heaven in these earthly bodies. This is embodiment. When heaven and earth converge in these bodies, in the midst of our humanity, whether in our belovedness or our bewilderment, we get to sense love's presence. So let's allow our five senses to lead us back home in these earthen vessels, personally and collectively. Let's get sensual with our gratitude. Let's do this, Sojourner. Again and again, I am conscious that I am seeking God. There is ever present in me a searching, longing for some ultimate resting place for my spirit, some final haven of refuge from storms and upheavals of life. I seek ever the kind of peace that can pervade my total life, finding its quiet way into all the hidden crevices of my being and covering me completely with a vast tranquility. This I seek not because I am a coward, not because I am afraid of life or of living, but because the urge seems to steady me to the very core. With sustained excitement, I recalled what, in my urgency, I had forgotten. God is seeking me. Blessed remembrance. God is seeking me. Wonderful assurance. God is seeking me. This is the meaning of my longing. This is the warp of my desiring. This is my point. The searching that keeps the sand hot under my feet is but my response to his seeking. Therefore, this moment, I will be still. I will be quiet. I will quiet my reaching out. I will abide, for to know really that God is seeking me, to be aware of that now, is to be found of him. Then, as if by a miracle, he becomes the answer to my need. It sufficeth now and forever that I am found of him. God is seeking me this moment. I want us to marinate in that meditation and just simply extract one word or one phrase or maybe an image that came to you from that meditation devotion. And now I am reading from our side card from the Five Senses card deck. I want you to let go of judgment and let a gentle and mindful curiosity bring your attention to what you see and what is yet to be seen. Let hope be a seed for clearer vision in the beloved's joy and justice. Listen to love and declare, I am worthy. And in light of our focus today of being seen, in light of our sight and seek that is taking place from God's heart to our lived experience, our whole lives that started way before we were knit together in our mother's womb. We were existing in the womb of God, God's compassion. What does it mean to be seen and sought after? To seek is about a desire to find something. It's about meaningfulness. And when we think about our seeking God or our seeking something, we're very aware of that. But the fact that God seeks us on the daily, the Spirit comes looking for us, as it were. We are absolutely interesting to God, exquisite, and we are important. We're not needful. No, God doesn't need us. It's way more profound than that. God takes pleasure and delights in us. God seeks us because we are bliss to God. Now I want us to begin to let ourselves journal what's coming up to our awareness. And again, I will always say that journaling experience will look unique for each of us. Pen and paper, or an iPad, laptop, or whatever device you use, or it may be just a scribbling to journal on the tablet of your heart. We'll take a couple of minutes, and then we'll come back, and I will share what I have sensed in my sight, an inner seeing will precede any external surface seeing, because we all have internal sight. And some of us who are impaired with external sight have such depth of internal sight because that is where we get to live, right? And when I say we, although I'm not impaired in terms of the depths of impairedness of others, I do have vision issues, and I have since a little girl. And so there is a type of blindness that I experience when I don't have my contacts in or my glasses on. But I am always seeing. And I have aids that help me, glasses, contacts, my other senses. But I am never without seeing. That which is needful for me to see. And the same goes for you, whoever I'm talking to. Our inner sight is what I'm calling on today, what the Spirit is calling on. All right. Welcome back, Sojourner, from your journaling experience. What did you experience? What was that meeting place of word and image? For me, I would like to share mine. Upon awakening, I saw my yellow chair, and it reminded me that my God and my ancestors are sitting as my cloud of witnesses. I am worthy of their seeing me. I want us to remember that we are part of a legacy. And when we begin to deeply connect to that legacy in everything that we do each day, we will find ourselves elevating God's purpose in us from a historical ancestral setting. And so one of the things we get to remember is that there's a coherent, communal, creative humanity that lives in a galaxy within us. There's a constellation of communion. And part of seeing the purpose of any work that begins to disrupt the status quo of sexism, the status quo of racism, the status quo of patriarchal hierarchy, the status quo of ableism, any type of disconnecting death-like propensity, when we recognize the purpose is about a legacy that we are pursuing and we are embracing, this is the time for us to take up that mantle because it's been passed down to us. Sometimes it's passed down to us in a way where we get to be the generation that goes back to our first love that maybe our ancestors departed from. Maybe we get to resume the good work that our ancestors left off for us when they departed. No matter what, we get to determine if we're going to lean into the work of love, disrupting death and disconnection. And so, when we lay hold of a sensual gratitude in our sight and in our seeking, we will not come from the outside and look at things as they appear. We will really look with an insight from within, and we will go underneath the surface. It takes more time to do that. But what we want is for something that is going to happen in a fullness of time. And so now I'm talking to those who name themselves writing souls. As you lean into your legacy work, hear me closely. You will write and capture life as you live it as a mindful and a good ancestor with all your imperfections and with all of your family's history. Not that it's your burden to carry it. It's your mantle to be responsible for the part that you get to bring forth from your embodiment, your unique embodiment, custom-made, coherent, communal, creative humanity that comes forth from you. Because God delights in you, in us. And so, with that, I want to remind us that when we come together, it is solidarity, not singularity. Yes, it's important for us to personally connect and to personally understand what the mission is that we have to work within and without, but it's also so important, more significant, that we do this work in a collective sense. It is said that collective intelligence is always worth more than single brilliance, and I believe that. I live that. I know that. And I want you to adopt that collective solidarity, audacity with me. All right. I'm so thankful that we did this. And I am thankful for all of the pouring out of love that's coming through from your emails and your DMs to let me know how this is impacting you. Make sure that you let it seep down to the roots and nourish you in such a way that it ignites you to move beyond just what you're personally getting and let it go into the different spheres of your collective presence with others, your family, your friends, your community, your church, your neighborhood, all of the above. All right. And don't forget to screenshot this podcast episode and share it freely. And please do me a favor and go and review the podcast and share with the world what difference it is making in your life.
Share my mom's podcast with your friends.
Jesus is always with your heart and he loves you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, are you still there? I have a bonus part of this devotion for you. But the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship him. John 4:23. Yeshua reveals who the Father is seeking. Lost sheep and those that have been found. He seeks us all. And in spirit and truth is the way in which the posture of worship lives and moves and has its being in and through us. Shalom. For real this time.